there is a segment of people that do go to work every day and they are being unjustly laid off. Let me say that again. There is a segment of the population that is going to work every day and they are getting laid off. And you guys sent this to me as a compilation and you said, Anton, I want you to review this because you have not done any compilations lately. As to what is happening out here in these streets for the segment of the population that is going to work. All right. So make sure y'all get the likes up. Also, on top of that, make sure that you tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. And let's see what y'all sent me today.
So I just got laid off yesterday and I felt like I needed to come on here and remind everybody that companies genuinely do not give a fuck about you. Yesterday, our company laid off almost 250 people that they promised last year wouldn't need to be laid off. They gave us no indication that this was gonna happen. They said everything was good, the financials were good, we had no reason to worry. And they had all of these people, all of my former coworkers, like working super hard up until the last minute on these like imaginary deadlines and super tight turnaround projects. And it turns out that they were doing that because they wanted the work done before they laid off everybody en masse. So
sound like a smart boss. Was y'all getting paid for the time that y'all was there? If so, what, you thought that you was gonna slack off? Thought that you was gonna slack off? Nah, while you here, I need to get everything out of you. And I'm pretty sure that you wasn't working that hard. You don't look like that hard of a worker, ma'am.
You're working late nights trying to make some imaginary deadline, or not taking vacation, not taking care of your family or spending time with loved ones because work tells you you have to, like, stop. Like, absolutely do not listen to them, and because I will be the first to tell you that companies are gonna fire you even if you do all of those things for them.
Let me bring y'all up to speed. All right, she's not partially wrong, but she's partially right. Let me explain. Most of the time, these middle managers that y'all work for, they don't even know. They trying to keep their job. They may be laid off. They trying to get reassigned into another department because we have to have synergy within the company. Y'all know what synergy means? Whenever you're in corporate environments and they start to use the word synergy, start looking for another job immediately. Because what that means in most instances is that we can do more with less, or maybe you got a merger, or maybe they bought a company and they're going to merge one department with the other and they don't need as many people, right? So a lot of these people and these workers on the bottom, or the people that's in the mire, they just venting. And so you got to take that into consideration. Shout out to Black Beauty. But most of the time, the middle manager, the manager on top of them, and sometimes even the director that's on top of them, have no clue what the financials are, what is coming down the pipeline, how much they're going to have to make adjustments. And it's different scenarios for different situations. So when they told them last year that everything was going to be okay, they probably thought that it was. They probably had some upcoming contract renewals. Maybe they thought the government was going to still rock with them. Maybe they thought that they was going to have just as many clients. They didn't know AI was going to come over and lay them off or whatever. And then the circumstances can change just like that. The stock price can drop. The UAW can strike. Suppliers can now be messed up. And so it's a lot of different scenarios, and layoffs are not entirely based off of the company planning to get rid of you. Layoffs are often circumstantial. And again, it comes from the top down to the bottom, and it's no visibility into what's going to happen. And so you have to be interdependent on somebody else to be able to do their job effectively so you can still have work to work for. But if you're getting paid, then you should continue to do your job effectively until you're not. And stop depending on these companies in order to save y'all. They're not going to save y'all. You have to prepare yourself for a worst case scenario, which then puts you at an advantage and not a disadvantage. But let me continue to hear what they got to say.
Come with me to get laid off. My company is doing layoffs today, and I have a 15-minute surprise meeting on my calendar. And aww. So I imagine that's what's happening.
Yep.
And unfortunately, your role is one that is impacted by the changes. Leadership team has been evaluated. structure our costs, and we've mapped out certain changes that'll help us better
need
prioritize
to cut costs.
And streamline the work that we're doing.
So I wasn't wrong. I did get laid off. I was thinking about quitting this job anyway, and at least I have a severance now, so it's better than quitting. Join me on this journey to see how I spend my time till I find something new.
Hopefully you got a husband.
Yay for the tech world.
2 months from today, whatever date it is that you're watching this video, you will be in a better situation.
Who isn't getting laid off right now? Like, I just got another friend tell me that he's getting laid off.
I just got a bonus. I'm not lying. Remember when I showed y'all two weeks ago where I got a retention bonus? I didn't even know it was coming. They said, Anton, congratulations. We're going to give you an extra $25,000, $30,000 after taxes, 401k and all of that stuff. It wound up being like, it was like $17,000. I never even knew it was coming. I went and tricked it off on all of my friends. I gave it all away. I got a retention bonus. I didn't get laid off. I don't know. Maybe it's a little different for me. Where is it at? Let me look for the blue. There it is. Oh, no, that's not it. Where is it at? Retention bonus right there. See it at the top? I got 17 bands as a retention bonus. Y'all seen it before. Some of us ain't getting laid off. Some of us is getting rewarded for our loyalty. Brittany said they just got a pay raise. Hey, shout out to the bag chasers. If you're not a bag chaser, your bonus kicked in too, big boy. Shout out to Brittany, just got a pay raise. You got a bonus, Blamar. Just hit your bonus, G Collection. Still bag chasing, Azriel. Ken J, you just got a bonus too. Oh, Black Cartwright, we got to work on that. We got to work on you. Listen, if you're not a bag chaser, link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. We hiring over here. You need a job? Listen, and all of the people that y'all see on here, these are not black folk. You got a bonus, Mr. Tesla? I like that name. That retention bonus hit. That retention bonus hit. Yeah. AK, our streets. I love this. I love this. Bonus plus more PTO and vacation. And I'm carrying over a week of PTO. You know what I'm saying? Yo, and this is all white folks. So I don't want y'all to blame this on race either. They did not lay these people off based off of the color of their skin, but their contribution into the company. You know what I'm saying?
And like, that's like three in a week. I feel like nobody's really talking about
they must work
how
for the city
economy
of New York.
Is heading into the shitter. And like, I mean, everybody's been saying, you know, eat the rich and corporate greed for the past three, four years.
Nope.
But
not going to happen. We're getting richer every day.
The only reason why those companies were so freaking greedy is because money was free. And that's one of the problems that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, Peter Schiff has been talking about this for years. And if we want change, we have to be talking about this stuff. We have to be communicating. It's getting personal, right? It's already getting personal, but we got to spread it out. Mm-mm. Every day we should be talking about this.
Nope. I talk about it on the Millionaire Morning Show all the time. Y'all said that y'all didn't want to hear it. You said you got your own life together and you don't want to hear what I got to say. You going to get it any means necessary. Okay. Well, then when I told you that the middle class was going on, was going to divide us and it was no longer being middle class, it was going to be rich and poor, you laughed at me. Anton doesn't know what he's talking about. What is he talking about? Anton, you can raise a family of four on $50,000 a year? You're out of touch with reality. Now you're sitting up here on the TikTok having a conversation with me about how you got laid off. Okay, well then, do your thing. You got it. You got it.
I think there is a chance I could get laid off for a third time, and here are my reasons.
Coming from someone who has been laid off three times, here are another couple of things to look for. Has your senior leadership team had a in-person meeting recently, or have they all met, virtually? recently. Go to your calendars and look and see if there's a meeting
that
doesn't happen every single week.
Nope.
On top of that, if it's going to happen imminently, I would go to your like HR person's calendar and see if there are multiple like 15 minute or 30 minute blocks of time that are blocked out as busy and don't have anybody invited to them yet.
Nope.
I've predicted layoffs at my company in the past.
And then what? Did you get another job or you just got laid off again? You still got laid off like everybody else? It didn't help you?
By doing this, just like calendar stalking, and it gives you quite a bit of anxiety because they're not going to tell you that you're on the chopping block until they send out that email and then they add you to the calendar invite. So I don't know. Sometimes ignorance is bliss, but also you can't help yourself. So good luck. I hope that you don't get laid off.
Well, the good news keeps on coming. If you didn't believe my post about one-way loyalty the other day, I've got some data to share with you now. I mean, Forbes happened to update their layoff tracker, and yes, they have a layoff tracker.
What is one-way loyalty? Didn't you get paid for the job that you was doing?
Within the corporate space, mostly B2B, but some B2C companies in there. And this is everything, not just software companies where we traditionally hear about those layoffs. A couple of the notables, you know, Panera Bread, 17% of their corporate positions have been eliminated. Charles Schwab, 5%. That's an estimated $500 million in savings. Mm-hmm. Condé Nast, another 5%.
LinkedIn. And guess where it's going to go? Over into whoever it is that's on the board and the shareholders. Whoever it is that's on the board and the shareholders are the ones that's going to benefit. And we're going to benefit from efficiencies. So the more that you protest, the more that you advocate, the more we're going to eliminate, the more that we're going to innovate. All right?
Another 700 positions. That's, I think, 1,300 for the year. You know, all told, that's well over 500,000 jobs this year, and that's just what's.
But the economy is doing well, though. Unemployment is at a record low.
You know, probably not as bad, but you know, and the scary thing is, these companies aren't gaining any efficiencies; they're just cutting costs. So, I don't see this getting any better. So, if you haven't been preparing for what's next for you, and you're still in corporate, I would highly recommend you take the time to do that now.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I don't think the market is going to make a major turnaround until 2025. And this is
who are these TikTok economists? I'm just curious.
Why? Most of the recruiting leaders that I'm talking to are saying that in Q1, Q2 next year, companies are going to start hiring again, but it's not going to be at the rapid rate that they were in 2021.
Of course,
we've got another player in the game as well, which is.
Why would they continue to hire like they did in 2021 when everybody was working from home and money was free and flowing and they didn't have to pay any interest on the money that they was borrowing? Why would they continue to hire at that rate? Why would they hire at work from home jobs anticipating an uptick when they know that all of the monies has already been used and siphoned off and they've extracted as much as they possibly can from the federal government, especially when it came to PPP and COVID funds and all of that? And you got to compete with artificial intelligence and efficiencies and robots. And man, listen, y'all can't even get on the phone with a real person until you go through a whole bunch of prompts that then leads you down a path that's probably going to hang up on you. And then you probably going to get somebody over in India that's doing it much cheaper.
AI. So a lot of companies are looking to automate tasks. They're looking to use AI and they're looking to build leaner and smaller and more efficient teams.
I see you 187.
We've got to realize that 2021, there was just a mass amount of hiring. There was too much hiring. Companies were over hiring. And now with the layoffs, there's a lot more people on the market. So expect things to swing back to where they were is unrealistic. So in Q1, Q2, things will begin to stay market where that's better.
Just seen the video and they just laid off a bunch of Amazon workers for no reason at all. We got people out here that's crying and stuff. They don't know what's going on. They don't know how they're going to pay their bills or none of that, right?
I thought that y'all was whining about Amazon. I thought y'all didn't like Amazon jobs. I thought that y'all didn't like Amazon jobs. Oh, remember when Amazon was telling y'all that they got a bunch of robots that they replacing? And it's not to actually lay y'all off. It's to work with you. Remember when we did that live stream? And the leaders and the vice presidents of research and development, and they was trying to make it easier so y'all can stop fumbling the bag and complaining about what it is that you got to come. I don't feel like working today. Why are you crying? Why are you crying? You didn't know that all of these robots that was over there being more efficient inside of their warehouses that they was coming out with was going to make it a lot more efficient. And now they actually having physical robots pick up the whole packages and put it down. And they're not going to make no mistakes.